Hello, I'm Charmaine Connolly, your host in this episode of A Song to Remember, an occasional series produced by Radio IAIA at the Institute of American Indian Arts. In Greg Ebona's song essay, he invites us to climb aboard the Roadrunner, the New Mexico train that ferried him from Albuquerque to the Institute of American Indian Arts in Santa Fe, where he studied cinematic arts and technology. His companion on those long commutes, Hell on Earth by Young Pinch.
Sleepless on Route 509. I had been going through a challenging time adjusting to life in New Mexico again. I took a one-year break from school, and when I arrived back, I tried to look past dark failures. There is a lonely feeling in the desert. In such remote lands, if you scream, no one will hear you. When my break was over, I began to adjust to the long commutes from Albuquerque to Santa Fe and back via train. 60 miles there, 60 miles back. I would catch the last train at night and the first one in the morning. Many times I found myself feeling half dead and vampire-like. I felt dark and moody, so my playlist reflected that. That's when the song Hell on Earth by Young Pinch caught my attention, with its melodic guitars in the beginning. I also enjoyed the melancholy vibes in the song, eerie songs. This song and a few like it were perfect for my long and often sleepless train rides.
I think some of my demons turned to angels, now they're flirting with each other. Guess hell on earth needs company. Sometimes it makes me wonder, is it possible not to feel alone? So far it's undiscovered. I'm the only thing that's keeping you afloat when the waves keep pulling you under.
The weather was cold and brisk at the beginning of spring semester. Once I got off the train in Santa Fe, the blistering wind would snatch me as if it wanted my chain. It clenched all my muscles and made me think how great nature is. I did not see any train riders casually walk when getting off the train. There was always a pep in the step, a get out of my way type walk, and I had it mastered. I didn't speak with many people on my commutes other than the train ticket man, and the only thing he ever had to say to me was to turn my headphones down when I was too spaced out to realize I was on the quiet car. I liked to blast my music loud, like I was hearing a concert in my ears. My head bobbing to the song probably made me look half crazy, but it was nice to lose myself. Hell on Earth shot through me and remedied the solitude of those long nights and early mornings on Route 509. I'm Greg Ebona for Radio IAIA.